Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 136. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Before I begin this week's episode, I just want to plug a couple of quick things. You can check out my website, mrptechreviews.com. That's where you're going to find a lot of the old podcasts, the YouTube videos that I create occasionally, and any other information that I'd like to get out to listeners as far as the show, the podcast, the YouTube channel, or anything else I find interesting at all. You can also check out the YouTube channel if you look for MRP Tech Reviews on YouTube. Subscribe to that because that is the complete archive of the podcast from episode 1 all the way up to episode 136. And you can also check out podnuts.com. They also have the complete archive of the show MRP Tech Review, MRP Tech Podcast. And boy, every time I put out an episode, it's like something new, something exciting to talk about. And each week, it seems like almost randomly, I come across topics that all of a sudden catch my eye, and then I feel the need to talk about it on air. This week is no exception. Now, I want to start off by talking a little bit about Steam first. If you've never used Steam before, Steam is the platform for gaming on Windows, on Mac, on Linux. There are tons of games available, free games, games that you pay for, and Steam is a great all-around platform for gaming. Now, years ago, I created a Steam account, and I never really decided that, I never really got into it. I don't have a whole lot of time for playing games. So I never really tried any games on Steam, and never really taken advantage of what it has to offer. But this week, three times within one day on YouTube, I accidentally came across something that sort of blew my mind, and never heard about it before, never seen it before. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, whoa, this is pretty awesome. So three times in one day, accidentally, I came across videos that were demonstrating Universe Sandbox, and it's actually Universe Sandbox 2, that you can download by itself, or you can get it through Steam, and it is probably one of the most visually stunning simulators that I have ever seen. So Universe Sandbox 2 is a physics-based space simulator. It takes things like gravity, climate, collisions, interactions, and shows the intricacy and like the beauty of the known universe. What you can do is you can create simulations, whether you're creating or solar systems or destroying solar systems. You can interact in ways that you never really could imagine before. So I've been playing with this for the last few days. What I did is I purchased it on Steam, and it makes it available. I purchased it on Steam in Linux, and then I tried it on Mac. It also works, so it's available cross-platform that way if you happen to purchase it through Steam, which makes it very handy for me because I never know which system I'm going to be using. The first thing that I noticed with Universe Sandbox is it gives you a very brief tutorial on just how to use the program when you open it, how to navigate, how to bring things in the center of view. What's really great, so right now on my screen, I have a setup of the solar system. Now, you're not going to see it in the podcast, but I have a view of the solar system, all of the planets in orbit. Orbits are being shown by different colors. All of the known dwarf planets in the solar system are there. Any other object that is known to be in orbit of the sun is labeled and represented. And there are even smaller objects that are floating around in the background that if you see them moving, you can hover over them and it will show you what its official designation is, or even if it has a name. If you click on it, you will get information about its size, its weight, its density to temperature. It's really fascinating stuff. So that's just the very basic. So what it does is it's showing you orbits of the solar system represented in time. You can set it anywhere from moving at milliseconds per second, or you can have it real time, like 1 second equals 1 second, or you can set it to as many as 1,000 years per second, and it will show you exactly the way the solar system will be set up at certain time periods. So as you move forward in time, you can watch the solar system moving around, and it's stunning to just watch. Before you even get into any of the effects, you can pause time, you can reset and go back to current date and time before you even get into creating with this. So Universe Sandbox simulates gravity using Newtonian mechanics. So it's real science, real physics, but you don't need a supercomputer to make these calculations. What's really great is as you get going, you start to learn how to use the software a little bit. You can take a planet like Earth and say, what if? So what if Earth was a little closer to the sun? What would happen? And you move Earth closer to the sun and set time to begin and set it to orbit again. And as time goes on, you will see what happens to Earth as it's closer to the sun. You can move Earth farther away from the sun, see what happens. You can get really crazy and create these mind-blowing collisions of planetary bodies. So you want to know what it was like to have a planet-sized object smash into Earth, like a Mars-sized object smash into Earth. You can set it to do that and see what exactly happens, how it will impact Earth. And you can follow along with the stats as you do this. It's really, really neat to do this. You can create your own solar systems. So you start with a sun or a star, and you add it up. You start adding planets, maybe moons, rings, or even a black hole if you want to. You can add or turn anything into a black hole by adding mass. It's really, really kind of cool. What's great about Universe Sandbox is not only are you sort of learning as you do this, you can learn about all the objects in the solar system, but you can model things like climate, and you can watch ice levels recede and see water move up and down. You can tilt the planet so that they are changing seasons, or view the Earth directly in sunlight or the dark side of planets. It's stunning the amount of information that is provided. And with that, no matter if you are focused on, say, the sun, or you're focused on Jupiter, the surrounding areas then become in focus, and you can sort of see how, learn and figure out how things interact together in a sort of grand cosmic sort of way. With all of this, you have a great background image of the Milky Way itself. Just adds to the overall visual satisfaction that this game gives. I mean, this is absolutely beautiful. If you have a computer that can handle the graphics, it is really a whole lot of fun to play with. One of the coolest things to do is you can actually supernova a star. So you can take a star like the sun, or you can use any star. Say you want to use the star Betelgeuse and create a solar system based off of that. Then you can use some tools like the explode tool that makes a star go supernova. And watch what happens to the solar system as it does that. You can slow it down to the millisecond if you want and watch it slowly devour the solar system. You can speed it up so it happens really quickly. You can send planets on a trajectory through a supernova, which is pretty awesome. So the supernova by far is a really cool thing to do if you're trying this out for the first time, getting things to explode. The thing that really fascinated me the most, and this is what sort of caught my eye before I even purchased the game, and I've been watching a lot of a couple of, I'm real big fans of a couple of YouTube channels, not a whole lot of YouTube channels, just a couple of them. And one of my favorite channels is Answers with Joe. The other one is Fraser Kane, who does a lot of space related videos. And so I was sort of on this kick about light speed because he had answered a question about light speed in one of the last videos that he had. And I think this is how I actually stumbled across Universe Sandbox. I was watching videos on light speed, and somebody actually did a demonstration using the pulse tool in Universe Sandbox. Now, if you select the sun and you select the pulse tool and set the time for 1 second equals 1 second, and then you hit play, the pulse tool then will demonstrate how long it takes light to travel from the sun through the solar system. And when you do that, all of the sudden you see a kind of a ring around the sun and it starts expanding. Now, light speed, we all know, is the fastest you can go in the universe that we know of. 186,000 miles per second, I think, if we use the if we use miles as we do here in the United States. But as you look at this from a standpoint of the entire solar system, you start to realize that, wow, light speed actually isn't all that fast. And yeah, it takes about 8 minutes from the time you start this pulse from the sun to get to Earth. But if you zoom way out, you start to realize how far out Pluto is compared to the Earth and how long it takes light just to reach Pluto within our solar system. And it's really mind-boggling when you actually have a visual representation of light particles traveling through the solar system. One of the coolest things about this program. Now, I've only been spending a little time on this, and I don't know the ins and outs. I'm by far an expert at this piece of software, but it does have a whole lot to offer with things like you can even view things like total solar eclipses. They have a whole bunch of different simulations that you can try out. So the one that I've been using for the most part is the now and real-time solar system. That just gives an accurate representation of the solar system. But there are other ones here that I want to check out soon. You can check out the Alpha Centauri triple system. You can check out where the Tesla Roadster is in space. That's kind of fun to watch. You can use the solar system with the star Betelgeuse, as I mentioned. If you're not familiar with Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse is probably the star that's the more likely to go supernova, scientists say, at any moment, but any moment could be within the next several thousand years. You can track interstellar objects that have the hyperbolic trajectory, the ones that come through the solar system and use like a gravity assist to project themselves out of the solar system. So there are lots of different simulations here. And as I go through, I realize that there is even more than I ever realized was here. I thought there was one screen of simulations, but I didn't realize you could scroll through them. So you can go through the Kepler system, all the different stars in the Kepler system. And they get in some pretty crazy simulations too, like having a planet Earth with 100 colliding moons. And just watching what happens to Earth as all of these different moons collide with the Earth. It's pretty crazy and a whole lot of fun to watch. So Universe Sandbox has been around for a while, and I can't believe I've never heard of this. I was mentioning in the Discord room earlier this week that now that this game is officially on my computer, and if I ever were to happen to download another game called the Kerbal Space Program. That's what I'm thinking of. Kerbal Space Program. If I were to download that in this game, I would not have a job. And this was all I would do is play these two games forever. If you're into this stuff, if you're into simulators and seeing what it's like in the actual solar system, it's about as real as you're going to get at this point. I mean, there are some things you can be pretty ridiculous as time goes on, like the scenario with 100 moons colliding into Earth and Earth basically just turning into a giant fireball. But it's fun to watch. It's fun to try and see how gravity works. It's very, very cool. So as I mentioned, Universe Sandbox has been around for a really long time. Okay, so it's a space gravity simulator. It's educational, so it's not like, you know, a first-person shooter or anything like that. It is educational software. And you can run scale simulations of the solar system. You can track planets, moons, asteroids, comets, black holes. It was originally made for Windows, but it has been released for now Mac and Linux in 2017. And they're even working on a mobile app for iOS, but it is not available yet. The full version, I believe, originally launched in 2008 and worked on, it was worked on sort of full time up until 2010. The big change was when it was completely rewritten in 2014. That's when basically things like including atmospheres showing on planets, the generated textures on stars and gas giants really came to be, and the sort of 3D version of this game came out. So it is under constant development at this point in time. Some of the key features that it boasts is an interactive in-body gravity simulator. Has very easy tutorials on how to do everything, step-by-step instructions. You can edit these simulation files to make them however you'd like to make them. There's multiple color modes to help visualize and differentiate between speed and acceleration. There's collision modes, and there's even lineup charts that show you the visual size comparisons to all the stars and planets that help you get a better idea of what you're looking at and what you want to use. And of course, I mentioned the panoramic view of the Milky Way galaxy, which is just beautiful. So Universe Sandbox is something that if you want to learn about space, you want to learn about sort of physics and gravity and how gravity works, it is a great tool that I could see science classrooms using. I could see even universities using it. There are some limitations to it, and as I mentioned, things can get pretty ridiculous as the more that you put into it and more that you're trying to do with it. But if you try to do like real simple things like, you know, how does this affect Earth? If you put more water on Earth, how does it affect if you take water away from Earth? How does that affect Earth? And I really can't speak highly enough about this game. It was a great choice for a first Steam game. And if anything else, you can actually take photos, you can take screenshots or video of what you've been working on. It's got a very intuitive search tool, so if you're looking for something in particular, you can type it in and it will come up very quickly. And most of all, with like changing the viewpoints of everything you're looking at, you can add and remove labels, you can track these items with basically trails. As they move, they'll show different colors. You can select their orbits and so that their orbits are shown all the time or only part of the time. You can select the habitable zone of planets. You can create grid views and you can remove the background image if you want to. There is so much that you can do with this program. And as I'm talking, I'm looking at the planet Jupiter and just blown away about all of the objects that orbit Jupiter. It's just mind-boggling. I had no idea that there was that many objects orbiting Jupiter. So if you're interested in this type of stuff, I encourage you to try it out. I believe it cost $25, which wasn't what I wanted to spend to try it out. But after I did, I was sort of glad that I did, because it is a whole lot of fun to play. And I'm not somebody who's usually into simulators, although I occasionally get the urge to try them. I think this is kind of a fun thing to have as a visual background somewhere. It's, you know, if you want a representation of the solar system showing on a TV or a screen somewhere, I think that would be really neat to use. I'm thinking science departments would use this a whole lot. And the educational resources are great for students to come in and experiment and learn how, you know, think things like orbital dynamics, how does orbits work around planets, or just seeing how gravity works. It's really kind of neat. So that's going to do it for this week's show. I hope I was able to explain Universe Sandbox. I know it's hard to kind of visualize it. There are tons of videos on YouTube that are using Universe Sandbox. I encourage you to go check those out to get a better idea of what I've talked. One of the videos that I recently came across was a guy just sort of showing you all the different ways you could destroy Earth with Universe Sandbox. And it kind of gives you an idea of the different tools that are available. He takes things like what happens if a pulsar were to fly by Earth at a certain distance, what would happen to Earth? So stuff like that. And real interesting things. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.